Sure enough, it was Jimmy Joe Dogcatcher coming to work. And the moment had arrived to put our plan into action. I nosed open the cell door and went zooming away from death row. Ralph followed, slowly. Ralph, you're going to have to pick up the pace.
I'm a-trying.
After all, this is a paying job. We expect you to perform as a professional.
My legs are awful short, and I might be a smidgen overweight.
We're not interested in excuses, Ralph. Just an honest day's work for an honest day's pay.
Could we talk some more about the pay?
We're out of time for questions, Ralph. Sorry.
Oh, shucks.
We loped away from the dog pound, heading west and north towards town. When we passed Jimmy Joe Dogcatcher's pickup, he slammed on his brakes, jumped out, and started yelling.
Ralph! Come here, boy! Ralph!
Why, you flop-eared idiot! Come here! That was our cue to pick up the pace. We moved from a lope to a gallop. That made Jimmy Joe mad, as I knew it would, and he started yelling and fuming and jumping up and down. We kept running. Jimmy Joe jumped back into his pickup, spun around in a half circle, and came roaring down the road after us. I must admit, this might come as a shock, so prepare yourself. I must admit that I experience a certain wicked pleasure in running away from someone who's calling me. I know that sounds awful, but it's true. And the madder and louder the caller gets, the more I feel that exhilarating rush of something. Power, glory, freedom, independence. Maybe you have to be a dog to understand how much fun it is to be a naughty dog. But take my word for it. It's one of the greatest thrills this old life has to offer. I felt it, and so did Ralph. Out of the corner of my eye, I could see him grinning. And you don't see Basset Hounds doing that very often. Hey, Ralph, you're grinning. What's the deal?
Oh, it's kind of fun to get chased by the dog catcher again. It's been a long time.
See, what did I tell you? You've been missing out on the best of life's experiences.
I reckon so. If Jimmy Joe don't wring my neck for running off.
Don't dwell on the little things, Ralph. It's your neck, and you have a right to do with it what you wish.
Yeah, but I don't need to get it wrung.
By that time, we had come to Main Street. Crossing a busy street was no big deal for me. I just waited for a break in the traffic and darted across to the other side. But it wasn't so easy for Ralph. If you recall, he had mentioned something about his short legs. That had been no exaggeration. He did, in fact, have short legs, and darting across streets wasn't something he did particularly well. With his short Basset legs and compact body, and with his complete lack of ambition, Ralph never darted anywhere. He walked out into the middle of the street and stood there while cars went whizzing past. Several of them had to swerve to miss him, and they honked their horns. And Jimmy Joe Dogcatcher was closing in on us. I yelled, Ralph, get out of the dadgum street and come on. We've got things to do and places to go. He came clicking across to the other side, and that grin I had noticed before had gotten bigger.
Boy, I'd almost forgot how much fun it was to stop traffic. I may never sleep again.
Have fun on your own time, Ralph. We've got a job to do. We left Main Street and headed west. When we came to the first alley, we made a right turn. Jimmy Joe Dogcatcher did the same. He was getting closer. We sprinted several blocks down the alley. I could hear him yelling at Ralph over the roar of the pickup motor. When we came to the end of the second or third block, I don't remember which, we left the alley, cut across an unfenced yard, and made our way to the street that ran between and in front of two rows of houses. We gained a little ground on Jimmy Joe by cutting across the yard, but he was still behind us, and still mad. In other words, my plan was working to perfection. Now, all we had to do was lead him past the house where Rambo stayed. Oops, I sort of revealed my plan there. But I guess it would be all right to declassify some of the details at this point. I couldn't reveal it sooner because I couldn't risk blowing the mission, don't you see? Okay, here's the plan, but you have to promise not to tell anyone. Promise? Here goes. Phase one required that I recruit Dog Pound Ralph for the assignment, because without success on phase one, there would have been no phase two. Phase two called for Ralph and me to run away from the dog pound, timing our departure so that we would pass Jimmy Joe Dogcatcher just as he came to work. Phase three was a little riskier than the others because control of this phase passed out of my control, so to speak. The master plan called for Jimmy Joe Dogcatcher to chase Ralph into town. Let me pause here. If you're keeping score on this mission, you should have made check marks beside phase one, phase two, and three. Unless your book belongs to the library, and then you'd better keep your check marks to yourself, lest the librarian catch you and put check marks on your fanny. Beware of angry librarians. Anyways, we had passed through phases one, two, and three, and had cleared all of them. All that remained was phase four, the most important of all. Our primary objective in phase four was to... Well, you're fixing to find out. We were running down the street, see, with the dog catcher right behind us. This was new territory for me, the street side of the neighborhood. I knew the alley side fairly well because I had always been an alley and backyard kind of dog myself, never had spent much time fooling around in front yards and front porches. And let me tell you something. The world changes when you go from the back alley to the front street. I mean, you go from trash cans and weeds and unpainted fences to neat yards and clean porches and house fronts that have been painted and kept up. It's the same world, but it sure doesn't look the same. Well, we sprinted down the street until we came to a small, junky-looking house in the middle of the block. I had a feeling that this might be the place. And when I heard a double-clutching diesel truck come roaring out of the backyard, I knew it was the right place. It wasn't actually a diesel truck, see? Just looked like one and sounded like one. It was Rambo. He came loping out of Maggie's backyard like a big racehorse, and his bark rattled windows all over the neighborhood. That bark not only rattled windows, it rattled me, especially when I noticed that Rambo's ears were up and his eyes were aimed in my direction. Ralph was a few steps behind me, and he, too, saw what was coming our way.
Holy cow, is that a big dog or a little horse?
That's the guy we're going to take out, Ralph.
Not if I have a heart attack, we won't.
Don't have a heart attack, Ralph. We've reached the most critical phase of the entire mission.
If that dog catches up with us, we'll both be critical.
Just keep running, Ralph. We've almost... Whoa! Rambo was faster than I had supposed. I mean, you watch a Great Dane loping along and he doesn't appear to be covering much ground. What you tend to forget is that each one of those loping strides is about 10 feet long. And all at once he plowed into me and I was rolling down the pavement. Keep running, Ralph! Keep running!
Don't you worry about that,
he yelled over his shoulder as he sprinted past. Rambo started tearing at me before I even stopped rolling.
Say, cow dog, you made a big mistake coming back on my block. And now I'm fixing to...
The dog catcher's pickup drove past. Rambo's head shot up and his eyes went blank.
A pickup. I've got to have it. I can't stand to see a pickup driving down my street. Let me at him.
I dropped from the deadly grip of his jaws. He lunged out into the street and started chasing the pickup. Dog Pound Ralph was ahead of him, pumping on those short legs as hard as he could. Rambo didn't even see him, ran right over the top of him, and kept on trucking. When he caught up with the pickup, he snapped at the back right tire and cut loose with that bark of his. The pickup screeched to a halt. The dog catcher jumped out. You know, one part of my plan that I hadn't thought out very well was this. Once I had brought Rambo and the dog catcher together, how was the dog catcher going to catch him and load him into the cage in the back? See, if Jimmy Joe wasn't able to catch that huge, ferocious monster of a dog, it would ruin my whole plan. And what if he saw Rambo's size and decided that he had better things to do than tangle with a Great Dane? I hadn't given that part much thought, and if I had, it wouldn't have done any good. I had done my part, and the rest was up to Jimmy Joe, dog catcher.